Welcome to The Science of Parenting, a podcast dedicated to sharing scientific information with parents. I'm Lori Haynes, Family Life Program Specialist for Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. What were you thinking? Use your head! If your friends jumped off the bridge, would you do it too? If you're a parent or teen, or even a tween, my guess is that these same questions or statements have come out of your mouth. Children approach their 13th birthday with excitement. They can't wait to be teenagers. Parents, on the other hand, often see this milestone as the beginning of new worries. They've heard all the news, listened to their friends complain, and wonder how they will survive the next several years. So the question is, what should parents expect? What's normal for teens? There's been a flurry of research about teens and brain development in recent years. Lawrence Steinberg is a developmental psychologist at Temple University and one of the leading experts in the United States on adolescent behavior and brain biology. According to Steinberg, the studies show that brain systems providing for impulse control are still maturing during adolescence. The part of the brain that improves the most during the teen years is the prefrontal cortex, which is involved in complicated decision-making, thinking ahead, planning, comparing rewards and risks. But note, I said improving. That means that this part of the brain continues to improve throughout the teen years and all into the 20s. All of this points to the fact that behavior can change once the brain more fully matures. I hope these words give you as parents hope. So now we know what the teens' brains are still maturing like into their 20s. Said another way, the brain of a teen does not begin to resemble that of an adult until early 20s. Well, then what is a parent to do when it comes to raising teens? We can't just throw up our hands and wait for the years to pass quickly. Dr. Ray Simpson worked on the projection on the parenting of adolescents at the Harvard School of Public Health. The project reports, Raising Teens, it's a synthesis of major research findings on parenting adolescents. One highlight of the report is an outline of the ways in which parents influence healthy adolescent development. The five basics of parenting adolescents and the key messages are this. Love and connect. Most things about the world are changing. Don't let your love be one of them. Monitor and observe. Monitor your teen's activities. You still can, and it still counts. Guide and limit. Loosen up, but don't let go. Model and consult. In the teen years, parents still matter, and teens still care. Provide and advocate. You can't control their world, but you can add and subtract from it. For over 50 years, the Search Institute in Minneapolis, Minnesota, has used the social science research to understand the lives, beliefs, and values of young people. It has identified developmental assets that help the teen grow up healthy, caring, and responsible. The first two assets are, family life provides high levels of love and support. And the second is, the young person and his or her parents communicating positively, and the young person is willing to seek advice and counsel from their parents. So, love, support, and communication is a connecting thread through studies and research. Now those teen years are starting to look a little more enjoyable, and rather more than just enduring. Join us this month as we blog about the tough task of parenting teens. We'll delve deeper into some strategies for both parents and support the five basic parenting of adolescents. We'll look at some of the tasks of adolescence and how parents can be a helpful influence. As always, we look forward to hearing from you about your family's experiences around this topic. Share with us how you're navigating the ups and downs of having a teen in your home. The Science of Parenting is a production of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. To learn more, visit www.scienceofparenting.org.